Jays are at Fenway, taking on the Sox for four starting tonight. They dropped 2 of 3 down in New York against the Mets. Red Sox take 3 of 4 off the Yankees. The Jays are now 9.5 back at Boston. Chris Sale is on his way back as well. Here is Pete Abraham of the Boston Globe, and he joins us here on Overdrive. How you doing, Pete?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing very well. What is the plan here with Chris Sale? I know he's making some rehab starts, but at what point do you expect him back? And when that happens, I mean, how is that going to affect a staff that I think has overperformed this year and has been remarkably healthy for Boston?
Yeah, well, the Red Sox are being super careful with him. Alex Cora said today that he's going to have 2 more rehabs before they bring him back to the big leagues. And so that puts him somewhere in the first week of August, maybe. And they basically treated it like a spring training. You know, all of the steps, you know, live batting practice and the fielding practice, and then, you know, 1-inning, 2-innings, 3 innings. They're building it up like it's been a normal spring training. And I guess that makes sense given that he hasn't pitched in 2 years. And as they've said, you know, no team can really add a Chris Sale at the trade deadline. So it's going to be a big pickup for them. And I don't know where they go in terms of replacing, you know, who he replaces in the rotation. They've had Garrett Richards have struggled a bit. Martin Perez has struggled a bit. And they also want to control the innings of some of their guys in preparation for the postseason. And, you know, whether that's kind of a modified six-man rotation or taking somebody and putting them in the bullpen for a while or piggybacking starters, there's a few different things they could do, and they're trying to sort that out now.
Well, they definitely know where they're going. You mentioned it, the playoffs. Unless there's some, you know, epic collapse, they're just going to probably cruise to it. They'll be fighting for the division for sure, but at a minimum, the wild card. And when you talk about the Jays, which is what we do daily up here, Pete, there was some hope at different times that maybe the division was still worthy of a pursuit. I think it's over now. They're 9.5 back of the Sox, 9 back of Tampa. Likely not going to happen. Big 4 games at Fenway starting tonight. But there is a debate here in this town whether or not they should buy, sell, stand pat. I am adamant they either buy or stand pat. I don't think they can sell. I don't think they can send that message. Furthermore, they're coming back to Toronto, so they're trying to sell tickets again for the first time in almost 2 years. But the division's likely gone. The wild card's going to be tough for them to catch. But where would you stand on that? As an outsider looking in, how would you map out the Blue Jays' plan between now and the trade deadline?
Well, I think you're right. I don't see how they could sell. I mean, you're coming back to the Rogers Center for the first time in, what is it, 800 days or something? I mean, it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. And they've got, you know, I think a good young team, a team that's on the rise, and you don't want to sort of say, okay, now we're, you know, we're going to start over again by selling guys. And, you know, Toronto, to me, is a very strange team because you look at the run differential, it's the second best in the division. It's better than the Red Sox by a lot. And yet they're in fourth place, and they're only 3 games over 500. You know, to me, I'm not saying that they're going to make a charge and win a division, but they've sort of, the record doesn't indicate to me how good they are. And they score a lot of runs. The pitching obviously needs help. But I don't know. To me, they feel like a dangerous team still. And maybe, you know, it's a stretch maybe for them to make the playoffs. But I can see them getting hot at some point and making a run. I have a lot of respect for that lineup, and I have a lot of respect for Charlie Montoyo.
Hey, curious about, you know, the Red Sox have been described a lot of ways in the last 15 years, but plucky underdogs has not been one of them for most of it. And here they are, a team surprising a lot of people in baseball this year. And then on the weekend, they erase a 4-0 deficit in the 8th inning and beat their arch rivals, the Yankees. How captivated is the city of Boston by this Red Sox team that wasn't expected to do this?
Yeah, I mean, very much so. And it's been strange in the beginning because Fenway Park wasn't at full capacity, so we never really had a chance to maybe fully grasp how much the fans were behind them. But once they flipped that switch and they allowed full capacity, they've had big crowds every night. And, you know, I think people, you know, this team is not necessarily built around any one superstar. They've got a couple of young guys with, you know, Rafi Devers and Kike Hernandez and different players kind of doing different things. It's not like it's a one-man team. And after trading Mookie Betts and Alex Cora is here, then Alex Cora is gone, then Alex Cora is back, there was so much going on over a short period of time. I think most people thought, like, well, if they can at least be 500, that would be good, you know, given everything that's happened. And when they lost the first 3 games of the season to Baltimore, it was like, holy smoke, you know, this is going to be even worse than we thought. But then they won 9 in a row, and it's been, you know, they've been at that level ever since. And to me, you know, the pitching, I didn't think the rotation was all that good in the beginning of the season. And those guys have definitely overachieved, which is why it's important to get Sale back and perhaps even add somebody at the trade deadline to kind of bolster that group.
We're chatting with Pete Abraham of the Boston Globe. The Jays are at Fenway. We're taking on the Red Sox for four before they come home officially to Toronto on Friday night. Thomas Hatch will make his first start of the season tonight. The MVP debate has been ongoing here for a while. It feels like it's a two-man show in the American League, whether it's Shohei Ohtani or Vladdy Jr. I would think Ohtani is a prohibitive favorite at this point. Who would get your vote if it were tonight, and why?
Well, it's tough to ignore what Ohtani has done because it's not a gimmick. He's pitching well, and he's pitching every 5 days. He doesn't take too many days off. And I saw him. I was out at the All-Star game, and I was astonished just at how easy it all seemed to come for him. Goes in the home run derby, and the next day, pitches a scoreless inning and gets to the plate. And, everything seems to be, it's such an interesting season from an historical standpoint. So if you had an MVP vote, how do you ignore a guy like that? But at the same time, what Vladdy Jr. is doing and the way he's turned his career around, with the physical change and just his approach at the plate is so good. It's so much different than his father, which I think is kind of interesting. To me, he's the most dangerous hitter in the league right now. And if the Jays, neither of those teams really are in playoff position right now. But if the Jays were to make any kind of run, I think that would give people some pause, especially if Vladdy's in the middle of it.
Well, we'll see what happens starting tonight. I mean, these are four big games for the Jays, clearly, for them to remain in contention, to come home with some sort of positive vibes. But the Sox are rolling, and I'm sure the plan is to make sure that they come home on the opposite side of positive. We'll find out. Enjoy it. Always great to catch up with you. Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, guys.
There's Pete Abraham of the Boston Globe. Again, the Jays taking on the Sox tonight down at Fenway.
What are the Sox, 7-4 against the Jays this year? I think I saw that.
I'm not. That sounds about right. I mean, the Jays, remember, they rolled into Fenway earlier in the year and spanked them.
Yeah.
But it has been the opposite of that, where Boston rolled through and took two of, well, they only played two. One got rained out. They took both of them down in Buffalo last week. So, yeah, that sounds about right. And, the Jays, they're in a tough spot. Thomas Hatch making a debut tonight. You got Alec Manoah still on the IL, and you gotta get at least two down at Fenway.
Minimum,
at
right?
At least two.
Minimum
two, and forget even the division. Like, we're talking the wild card here, based on the numbers that you pointed out, Gord. If they want to play anywhere close to 600 baseball, which they probably have to do, you can't go into Fenway and drop three or four, get swept. Can't happen. You gotta at least take two of two on the road, and then come home and see where you're at when you're back in Toronto on Friday night. And so I think the anticipation for that will build as the week goes on as well.
Sorry, but so when you watch the games against the Mets on the weekend, do you see teams that are close? Or, like, what did you see? I mean, obviously the Jays had that
pitcher. Well, the bullpen again. I mean, it's the same issues. Like, look at Barnes, who New York knows very, very well. Baraki, it's the same issue. It's arms and defense. Generally speaking, it's been bullpen defense that has really caused this team a lot of problems, and they're still three games over 500. Abraham just mentioned the run differential. They're plus 86 on the season. The offense is there. The bats are there. The rotation has not been anywhere as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's been mediocre. It's been fine league-wide in terms of their comparables. It's too many, shot ourselves in the foot moments where it's a blow-up inning here or there, and a game gets away from them that it shouldn't. And that's why you're in the position you're in. So it's bullpen defense, and I don't know how much of that will be addressed between now and the deadline, how much of it you can expect to just grow internally. Like, maybe if Pearson comes up and is ready to pitch and gives you some quality innings out of the bullpen, that could be an option. Maybe Hatch is up here when Manoah comes back. Hatch moves into the bullpen. That could be an option. Give you a little bit more flexibility for Montoya and company, but it's not they're not playing anywhere close to a championship level. This is not 2015 2.0 where they're this close and they just need a couple of tweaks, albeit big names, Price, Tulowitzki, et cetera, that just shoots them off like a rocket. I do not see that in their future, but it's been fairly consistent with what the issues have been.
And you talked about the MVP debate, and we've talked about this before, that Vladdy is having one of the best seasons in Blue Jay history. Like, you talk about George Bell's MVP year in 85, I think it was. All those things. And here he comes along, and a guy's having one of the greatest seasons in the last century in Major League Baseball.
and Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, it's like one.
Like it's
someone's going to one up you.
Well, one up you. I mean, this is. I mean, this is like being in the same, you know, in the same division as Edmonton and Calgary for Winnipeg years ago. I mean, you got a good. You got the third best team in the league, but the two ones better than you are in the same division. Like, I mean, Ohtani's year is just stunning.
Well, it's a unicorn season as well, which, like, Vladdy can't start pitching down the stretch.
Right.
Like,
although.
That would be great. You know, maybe give him a shot. He can. Maybe he's got an arm. I don't know. But, like, you can't fight with that. Like, you can't argue with it. You can't match it. You're like, what do you want me to do, man? This guy's got, like, a 350 ERA. And, like, I can't compete with that. It really has just been a spectacle for Ohtani. And I would think that he's. He is a heavy favorite as it currently stands, and I can't imagine anything will change. But Vladdy can be very proud of his season so far.
Of course,
we'll see what
yeah.
he's got as he comes home and as the season continues to roll on.